Keisa Curley works at home as a hairdresser and was fixing a woman's hair late at night when she got the notice.
Friday night, it might have been around 12 o'clock a.m., the police came knocking on my door and said we had to evacuate.
I met with Curley in the Dim Hotel restaurant as she fed her 2-year-old son a pre-packaged pastry. She explained that she hadn't been familiar with the dangers of methane gas. When she Googled the non-toxic but potentially dangerous vapor, she knew her family had to get out.
The fire department, it was up to them to evacuate us because they said that we can be cooking, and if it got into our house, it's mostly like explosive. It can explode or, you know, something can catch on fire. So I was just happy to get up out of there.
Some of the evacuees panicked and fled. Others were more calculating. Curly's neighbor, Dee Dunka, who is also staying at the Ramada Inn, said she was ready to hightail it.
So we were like panicking, and we hurry up and took what we need, not realizing that we're going to need more than what we took, and they transfer us over here at the Ramada Inn in El Segundo.
But some residents were allowed to return to their homes, escorted by the fire department armed with gas readers to retrieve medication, clothes, and food.
But when I went over there yesterday to get clothes, one of them had to go in there with me to get the clothes, and it was no gas. It was 0%.
Golden State Water Company is paying for the evacuees' food and accommodations. When they showed up for a meeting, Curly knew they would be there for a while.
But I knew it was something when I seen the Golden State Water Company pull up in the truck, and he had boxes of like snacks for the kids, soda, water. It was so much stuff. I was like, well, how many more days are we going to be here? But we also want to know that once we get back in our homes, that this won't happen again.
There's a chance that residents may move in sooner than 5 days, as long as the plug on the well and gas readings stay low. Grace Lim, Annenberg Radio News.